Dental hygiene training, early Aboriginal education, and even student counseling are all on the chopping block at the College of New Caledonia. The college is facing a $2.8 million deficit in the coming year. To make ends meet, administration is proposing freezes, firings, and reduction in student services. To get a sense of how that could affect not just the college, but the wider community, I'm joined in studio this morning by a couple of guests. In a few moments, I'll be speaking with Carl Whitmer, a founding member of the Dental Hygiene Program. And first, I'm going to be joined by Michael Pratt. He's a clinical counselor at the college. And Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
From what you do at the college, give me a sense of the sort of things that students come looking to talk about and the kind of help they need.
Well, they come to us for a lot of different issues. Sometimes they are just what are sort of known ubiquitously as issues of living. That is, they have relationship problems or they're having troubles dealing with a classmate or with the school system in general. Mm. But I would say that the majority of what we deal with really does classify as mental health issues. The most commonly would be anxiety. So that can be from, you know, relatively mild test anxiety to generalized anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Is that something that's necessarily caused by the schooling process, or is that something a lot of these kids essentially come to higher education with already?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, it could be at a pre-existing at a subclinical level and exacerbated by the amount of stress and strain that is experienced by students in the school system. Or it may be that they have been treated for it already, but with the additional stress that they're under as students, then it becomes unmanageable.
Well, the bean counters always want to know how you could measure this stuff. So when you take a look at what the services for counseling services do for the university or the college experience, in your estimation, how much does the clinical counseling that an office like yours provides to students, how much of it contributes to their success, their ability to get through the college experience?
Well, again, without really solid numbers in front of me, it's difficult to say. But when I look at the students who I did the intake for last fall, only 9% weren't still in their program in the spring semester that we're currently in, whereas in the general school population, it can be double that or higher.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring Carol Whitmer into this. And Carol is the founder of the College of New Caledonia's Dental Hygiene Program. Carol, let me ask you a little bit about this. The college is proposing that the dental hygiene program be frozen. So what's your understanding of what that means? It's not just necessarily applying anesthetic, isn't it?
First, I want to clear up that it's the dental assisting and the dental hygiene program. So mm-hmm. It's two separate programs.
Okay.
And the dental assisting program has been there for 46 years and dental hygiene for 28. What the college has proposing to the college board is that they suspend the programs, both of the programs, for a couple of years. We can't get an exact date out of them if it's going to open in 2017 or would open in 2018. And they're wanting to increase the tuition, change the program substantially, and change possibly the delivery model.
So it takes it away as a potential program for the college, as for someone to get that sort of education in Prince George.
Absolutely. There isn't a dental assisting program north of Kelowna, and there isn't a dental hygiene program outside of the Lower Mainland or the island. We currently have a student right now from Hazleton. We have students from Burns Lake, Williams Lake, 100 Mile House, Fort St. John. Plus, we have southern students. Our programs have a very good reputation, so we attract students from all over B.C., but primarily central and northern B.C.
Now, in addition to the students that come through the program, there's also the, the students that use the program, because many people can't afford dental hygiene if they either have limited insurance or no insurance at all. And I understand the general public also comes through, right?
Oh, yes. We have actually, since 1992, we've treated over 13,000 patients. So we have a very large population pool of retired folks who don't have dental insurance, of low-income families, single moms, all kinds of kids.
And stuff done on-site in addition to students going out to, like, old folks' homes?
Absolutely. We have partnerships with Northern Health, so our students go into the long-term care facilities. Our students, we have kids come in for a Seal a Smile program, which is another partnership with Northern Health. We are partners with the Oral Cancer Clinic, so if a patient doesn't have dental insurance, we provide their preventive care. Our students went up to Quedachi a couple of years ago to provide dental services. We also, our students go down to the Emergency Dental Outreach Clinic, which is located at the Native Friendship Center, which was a clinic that myself and a dentist started several years ago. It's an emergency clinic for low-income and homeless patients. So
there's quite a lot there, but I just want to get to something that the president of the college just said recently. I'm just going to play this for both of you. And this is the college president, Henry Reiser, talking about cuts.
We're at the point where there's nothing left to cut other than viable programs. It is simply a fact of cost of delivery.
So there you go. That is the College of New Caledonia President Henry Reiser. He says at this point, the only thing the college can cut are some of these successful programs because there's nothing left to cut. Michael Pratt, do you think the student or the college can afford to cut you?
I'm not sure how. I don't know what our students would turn to for resources in the community. We've been told that there are appropriate resources in the community by our administrators, and yet because of the line of work that I'm in, I'm connected to whatever resources that we do have, and I know that they're inadequate. So that means that people are either going to be forced to turn to fee-for-service counseling or simply go without.
Yeah. Well, Carol, I mean, sometimes the hard decisions have to be made in these kinds of situations. So if they don't cut your program, which program should they cut?
Well, I think the college could take a look at its total budget. It is confusing to us that they're cutting two health programs, getting rid of a dental clinic and 60 students, yet they're going to hire an associate dean of health. That doesn't seem to make sense to us. We actually in dental had provided a couple of back fall some suggestions for how we could try and make things our program a little bit cheaper, such as our patient fees are $30. We thought we could probably raise them a bit. So I think there's other areas that the college can look at. The college has been consistently growing, and I've been there for 28 years, growing again with layers and layers of management. And so I think there are areas that could be looked at.
Just a quick thing to wrap up here. The board of the college is approving or meeting to approve some of these changes March 27th. Michael, just a quick word. What do you think needs to be done to stop the cuts or at least to change their minds on the cuts?
Well, I think that it's going to be our task to educate them as to what the reality is that our students are facing in terms of important programs and services. We're not absolutely certain that they understand the ramifications of these proposed cuts, and we intend to inform them as best possible. We both have Carol's program and counseling will have presentation times during the board meeting, and we hope to be able to convince them that there are better alternatives.
Michael Pratt, counselor at the College of New Caledonia. Carol Whitmer is an instructor with the dental hygiene program at the College of New Caledonia. And as we mentioned, they're meeting on December 27th to consider some of these cuts. In the meantime,
that's March 27th.
March 27th, sorry. In the meantime, we'll hear from you on this issue.